Second date playback on 103.7 Play.
If your date doesn't call you back after a first date, Melissa and I will call them up, put them on air, and try to find out what happened.
Hi, Tiffany. I mean, tell us exactly what went down on your date. It sounded like, from your message, it was pretty good.
I had a fantastic date about a week and a half ago. It was a pretty typical date. We went out for dinner, and then we got some coffee. He was great. We chatted, and we're into a lot of the same things, the same music, same TV shows. And so I was really excited because I haven't been on a date like that in a while. It kind of took me by surprise. But it's been a week and a half. I haven't heard anything.
All right. Well, let's call him up and see if we can get some answers for you.
Okay. Great.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Daniel?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, Daniel. This is Jack. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Do you have a minute to talk?
What's up?
I'm calling because I actually have a question. You went on a date with a friend of mine.
Okay, who?
Her name is Tiffany.
Yeah, I know her.
Look, man, I'm just a good friend of hers, and I'm trying to figure out why you haven't called her back. Did something happen? What's going on?
What's up? Well, I mean, she was perfectly nice, and we had a good date, I guess.
Well, why aren't you calling her?
She was a little too into, finding a husband.
She was into finding a husband?
I mean, she looked disappointed in me that I didn't know what distinguished a princess cut diamond. And I'm looking at her like, why would I know that?
Let me get this straight, Daniel. She was talking diamonds on a first date?
Oh, man, she was talking diamonds. She was basically playing this game about everything that we would have if we lived in suburbia, And I mean, she was completely baby nuts. This is fine, I guess, on a date. But I mean, the first date, it really started to freak me out. And then she started talking about trying out for The Bachelor. And I just was thinking, this chick is crazy. I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not ready to get married. I don't want to move to suburbia. I'm like...
I am stunned. This is ridiculous.
I wondered if you were listening. I figured you were listening. And it's just pathetic.
Yeah, Daniel, not only is she listening, you're actually on second date on 103.7 Play.
Are we on the radio?
Yeah, and I'm assuming you want some answers from Tiffany.
I was joking for 75% of the time.
No,
I thought you got that. I was talking about, my sister is pregnant, and so I was telling you the first baby in our family.
And listen, just for your next date, don't do that bullshit.
I wasn't putting you in any kind of position.
No,
we were having a good time.
Don't do this.
I'm not the pathetic one in this situation. Why would you even go on a date with someone if you don't think that maybe there's long-term potential? I wasn't going to marry you the next day.
Okay. How else should I interpret we should get a minivan and go and move to suburbia? How am I supposed to interpret that? Even if it was sort of a joke, it wasn't funny. I live in the fan, I don't want to move to Short Pump.
Wait, she said that?
Yeah, she said it in a joking tone, but...
Yeah,
still.
One day, I...
Exactly, one day.
I thought you knew that I was kidding. I'm not going to get a minivan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Your joking was the joking of a crazy person. It was the look in your eye and how much I could tell you just really need a husband, and I'm just not ready. I mean, I was on first
Oh, my
date.
God.
Well, okay, I'll be the judge of what I want and need. I know what I don't need. I don't need this shit anymore. Okay, goodbye.
She totally just hung up.
Good job, Daniel.
Wow. Wow. All right. Yeah, I know what I don't want also, okay, and I don't want you. And look, if I'm still on, to the guys of Richmond, look, if you see Crazy Eye Tiffany Johnson walking towards you, run. Turn around and run, because she wants to make a baby, and she wants you to drive the minivan. So avoid her. Run.
Yes, run directly to Bed Bath & Beyond, where we are registered. Throw pillows, embroidered towels, and decorative soap for the half bath. Candle holders, it's all good. You know what, Melissa, when a girl is this crazy, I say just marry her, put a baby bun in the oven, call it a day.
Jack, that might actually be the worst advice you have ever given on second date, and that's saying something.
Let's go to the phones, 345-1037. Good morning.
Well, I think that she was probably a little nervous. I mean, a first date, you get nervous and you just want to try to make small talk. And I think that was pretty wrong of him to make her sound so awful to everyone. I mean, everyone gets nervous.
I agree. I don't think she meant like she wanted to settle down right then. She was just nervous.
Yeah, but you don't talk about engagement rings on a first date ever.
You got to put the hints out there. I 1037 play.
I have to agree with Daniel. Coming from a woman's standpoint, I would never say anything like that on a first date. That was just crazy. You should never do that on a first date. You get to know the person first.
You got to fool the person into marrying you first. Then you can show them the crazy side.
Exactly.
Second date on Play Mornings with Melissa and Jack. 1037 Play.